December. Warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December too.
Tom Rowe, and you're listening to Saturday Morning Serial, a special on December songs. We heard Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Oh What a Night, about a late December date in 1963, and then Julie London's Warm December. Of course, the first few days of December are known in radio history after the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as he often did, took to the radio airwaves.
And now, back to the capital of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States has asked the Congress to declare a state of war, that a state of war exists between the United States and Japan. He has retired from the chamber of the House of Representatives, from which point he has spoken to the joint session of the Congress. The Speaker has declared the joint session dissolved. The members of the President's Cabinet have retired. They were followed immediately by the members of the Supreme Court. And now the Senate is leaving the House chamber. The applause you hear in the background comes from the members of the House who cheer their colleagues from the other side of the Capitol building. 96 senators, presumably most of them here because, well, it would appear that they are slowly filing out the center aisle, the north door of the House chamber, down the long corridor to the Senate chamber. The Speaker of the House conferring for a moment with his parliamentarian, Louis Dreisler. And we'll stay with the action here on the House floor for a few moments in order that we may bring you the introduction of the resolution by the Honorable John W. McCormick of Massachusetts, the Majority Leader of the House of Representatives, whom we've been told will present the resolution for the House of Representatives, recognizing the state of war does exist between the United States and the Empire of Japan.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
Thank you. Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
Hi, baby. What's wrong? You look like you've lost your best friend. Tell me, is it something that I've done again? You look like you've lost your best friend.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years I gave her her fair share, I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is, at 4, he taught himself how to ride a bike, a two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed a change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So, with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game, Spanish Jose introduced me to... I'm a hustler now, my gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls is loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man, I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I can rap. That came second to me moving this. Give me a second, I swear, I would say about my rap career. The 96 came, I'm here.
Goodbye. Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping and the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox. And his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot knowing cops can rush. Yeah, you in a drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, here's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drought can define a man when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yep. Get tired of a product, the little brothers ring for get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with till I decided to try this rap for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I've made, every sister I played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody fault. I made the decisions I made. This is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Now if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
Tom Rowe on this Saturday morning serial. We're now listening to Phil Klein, Angels of Avenue A. Phil Klein from his Unsilent Night project. It's a December tradition. Unsilent Night from Phil Klein. We are looking at December sounds and songs, and just heard from Jay-Z, December 4th, from the Black Album, and before that, Mazzy Star with Flowers in December.
This looks like a December day. This looks like a time to remember day. And I remember a spring, such a sweet, tender thing, and love summer college, where the green leaves of knowledge were waiting to fall with the fall. And where September wine numbed a measure of time through the tears of October, now November's over, and this looks like a December day. This looks like a December day. It looks like we've come to the end of the way,
And as my memories race back to love's eager beginning, reluctant to play with the thoughts of the ending, the ending that won't go away. And as my memories race back to love's eager beginning, reluctant to play with the thoughts of the ending, the ending that won't go away. And this looks like a December day.
He said, son, do you remember where you were that dreadful night on the 13th of December when that couple lost their lives? I said, I followed close behind them as they drove up the mountainside, watched them pull off on the shoulder. There was murder in my eyes. So you can lock me up inside the cold walls of a prison. Let me spend the rest of my life. You can put me in that chair so the whole world can listen. Open to hear me cry. You can't hurt me anymore than I've already hurt myself. Cross my mind and all these men. Be my own private hell. Exhibit A was found beside these two bodies at the bottom of the lake. I said I saw him lay beside her, beside the woman I had wed. From that point I don't remember what I did or what I said. So you can lock me up inside the cold walls of a prison. Let me spend the rest of my life. You can put me in that chair so the whole world can listen. Hope on to hear me cry. You can't hurt me anymore. And I've already hurt myself. Cause my mind.
rocking with Mos Def and Made December. Before that, you heard from Unwound and December. December 13th from the Boxcars and December Day from Willie Nelson. Started this set after Phil Klein's Unsilent Night, the annual December boombox tradition on the Lower East Side. Saturday Morning Serial, and we're now listening to the sounds of the loneliest whale in the world, the 52 hertz whale. Every December, it approaches the United States and Alaska from the Pacific Ocean. It's one lonely whale that sings in 52 hertz frequency range, while all the other blue whales sing between 15 and 20 hertz. The other whales can't hear its signal. And one wonders whether it can hear any other whales. Let's hear both. First, the loneliest whale. You're listening to Saturday Morning Serial. I'm Tom Rowe. Before Futurama, there was Pierre Henry's Psych Rock.
Thank you. Drifting snow, I felt your glow melting all my lonely drifting snow. I felt your glow melting on.